You'll send you dogs for country vlogs. ASMR dogs. Air cameras. Air cameras. Spots. So,
iPhone Pro as a new lethal weapon. Kind of interesting thought. So, generally, the idea I have is, so I've been with my janky ass iPhone SE for so long, and then just picked up the iPhone Pro in Desert Matte 10 Titanium Bronze, right? I think it's gangsta. And facts, feels good to have the newest iPhone Pro. It's like my penis is bigger than yours. Nah, just kidding. Actually, the one funny thought I actually did have about the new iPhone Pro Desert Titanium it is, right? I mean, like, it's smart because, like, you just get black like one of these other peons, right? No one's gonna know you have that new, right? And, doesn't everyone want to be special? Good progress on Apple's new 877 Washington's expanded Apple TV, TV Plus. Apple, if you want some ideas, just email me, eric@erickim.com. I got some ideas. All right, anyways. So, yeah, everyone wants that new, right? And, I bought medium storage, 512 gigabytes or something. It's like $1,200. I mean, it's like still a lot of money, right? I mean, put that into Bitcoin at 55% APY. What's up, Lexi?
What's up, man?
Hey, just gonna vlog real quick and now I'll chat with you. Your haircut?
Last weekend.
All look good, man.
Thanks.
Clean shape. Yeah, come on, Apple. What are you doing this? Come on, what is that? It's like, look at this pixelation. So bad, right? Essentially, Air Kim's the new Steve Jobs in the flesh. So, I'd be doing you a favor, right? Once again, guys, Apple bad PR, image hosted by wallpapershome.com. I'm not even making this up. Look at that. And also, you got this busted. So ideally, you should just be marketing the new iPhone Pros, right? Like, come on, you haven't fixed it in like years, right? Anyways, maybe I'm the only one who cares. Some 100M thoughts. It's like, how did Eric Kim become so rich? Good morning. And some thoughts. So anyways, lethal weapon. So currently there's lots of bad guys in society running red lights and stuff like that. And my thought is, with the iPhone Pros, right? I should become a little bit more critical, a little bit more ruthless, right? And if somebody finna try to run me over, I got the 10X, 100X, 50X telephoto lens to get your license plate on cameras to show you's a real racist. Shout out to my friend Ray Raymond, okay? I've actually been seeing this. He told me, right? You ever see somebody with like a blue phoenix bird logo? It's actually like a signal that they're racist. It's like the flag for the most racist town in America. This is one dude in Culver. I'm gonna do it, right? One Nassim Taleb says, right, is if you see fraud and don't call fraud, you're a fraud. So maybe I'm just gonna be experimenting with some more unorthodox ethics. This is also why you should not be creating things in the flesh, because this place, Ada, right? Oh, they might have taken it down. Okay. It used to say Ada. It's good that we changed it. What is this? Overstate.org. Okay. Anyways, Steph Hendricks. Okay. But anyways, so the reason why the new iPhone Pro could be considered a weapon, right? it's like a self defense weapon, whatever, right? So everyone's got a loser conceal and carry, and for the most part, guys, come on, if you have a gun, conceal and carry means you have a small PP. The bigger your gun, the smaller your PP. Yeah, people's like, yeah, but I'm like, Eric, how big is your PP? And I say, it's 2 inches long. .. From the ground. Ooh, smoked, right? And I just finished watching Thank You for Smoking, the film satire thing by, it's actually produced by Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, and Max Levinson, the OG PayPal Mafia. And first of all, it's effing hilarious. And I think the world needs a little bit more satire, a little bit more humor. Shout out to my friend Idris with the platform. He's got the new Spatial Labs. Apparently, I think it's funded by Marcy Projects, the Jay-Z's backup. I haven't spotted Jay-Z yet, but incoming! So anyways, continuing the thoughts. Yeah, so my general thought is, yeah, like, Apple, come on, just wake up now! Here's the NPR One, right? So the first thought is iPhone Pros, right? It's not a cinema device. Ain't nobody finna shoot a cinema with it, right? It's a vlog. It's the best vlogging device. So, Eric Kim pro tip. All you gotta do is just hold your iPhone in your left hand, the ultra wide mode, the 0.5 mode, and just point it to you. And after you're vlogging, you could actually change the audio with the 4 quality mic studio setup. Oh yeah, Spatial Labs. Shout out to Idris, Peter Thiel backed. Looks pretty cool with this guy. Yo, this could be like some video street photography. Moonwalking chingus. All right, place is super cool. Check it out. Powered by Circle. Be here now. Wake up now. And actually, Idris, you might be the new Steve Jobs. Just go to their website, spatial-labs.com. I think there's a headshot of Idris as looking like Steve Jobs, the famous Walter Isaacson picture. Anyways, so yeah, like currently testing the new iPhone Pros. What I really love about it is the ultra wide camera is the quality is way better. That alone makes it worth it. And it's just kind of like the funnest vlogging device out there. And I mean, truth be told, the quality is probably not too different from the this. Ooh, I kind of like this. It's like a street photography fashion. I'm like, bro, LA's the future. I'm like, I'm so LA, right? Also, the Thank You for Smoking film. It's so funny because whatchamacallit? Oh, when they're just characterizing people from LA, right? The assistant and the dude who's really into Japanese shit. It was so funny. And actually, the truth is when you do meet real people in the industry, producers, everyone is super effing weird. And that's what makes it so hilarious and hyper. But anyways, so yeah, I think the generalized thought I have is, if somebody is, like, even Nassim Taleb told a story about this, which is pretty interesting, where he's on the subway looking for directions and some like asshole is like just like yelling at him trying to get in the way, and then Nassim Taleb takes out his iPhone and starts recording him and be like, this is the guy who berates poor lost tourists, right? And like anybody who's trying to punk a lost tourist, I'm like, come on, quit being such a undermensch, such a untermensch, underman. And also poor Il Buco Vita already went out of business. Super sad. Maybe I'll create my next venture here. Not this venture for this, like, I don't know. If you want to collab, you're in LA, just email me, eric@erickim.com. I have this vision for, like, a co-working space meets gym, meets childcare center, meets creative studio hub, meets a Bitcoin cafe. I mean, sounds like a bad idea, but typically anything that's a bad idea within a long enough time, my timeline becomes a good idea. Shout out to my friend being in Singapore, who actually got me into the Bitcoins. Yeah, especially if you're worth 100M, then it's just like, I ain't finna do nothing with my time that I don't find personally meaningful. So I think moving forward in life, okay, so this is another, man, this camera is so good for vlogging, right? Look, all these losers stuck in traffic. This is why you do not want to be driving in LA. You do not want to be one of these guys. And actually, I think I found the secret to happiness in LA is, just don't be stuck in traffic. Don't drive more than 5 minutes a day. And honestly, it's only the privilege of people, you know, who walk, who pay $3,200 a month in rent for a very, very desirable apartment in a good location. Hey, look at all these people's stuck in traffic. it's like Seneca's first word in English was probably traffic. Even my friend Kelly, her husband, good Catholic boy, his first words that he learned in Vietnamese were the traffic in Vietnamese, right? So it doesn't matter if you're in the lamb, you're stuck in traffic, not fun. And this is where I still find that thinking cyber digital is useful, because you got cyber traffic, digital traffic, and it's hilarious because everyone wants more traffic to their website, but nobody wants more traffic on their 405. And apparently the funny thing too is that they paid $1 billion to add another lane to the 405 traffic, right? And then what actually happened is it increased traffic, because now everybody's like, cool, there's another lane, so more people jump on their freeway, and as a consequence there's actually more traffic, which is hilarious. And one of my favorite buildings in LA, the Rapper building over there, rapper.la. I think the reason why the iPhone Pro is so good is, okay, so Apple, come on guys, it's like, yeah, just don't worry, Eric Kim will just do all your marketing for you, okay? Just title iPhone Pro, a beast for AI. Easy, done. Not hello Apple Intelligence. Ain't nobody know, who knows, what is Apple Intelligence? I have no idea, you don't know, your marketing director don't know, right? Like, just put a bunch of people in a room, right? And be like, what's the difference between Apple AI, Apple Intelligence, and Siri? Right? Just call Apple Intelligence Siri on crack, or Siri on steroids, right? It's like, we gotta, man, the reason why I love the Thank You for Smoking film that came out, it's almost 20 years ago, I think. Just like, man, back then the humor was way funnier. Like, I'm finna be PC no more. Being PC is for losers. And now the woke culture is essentially the PC culture Mark II. Yeah. So yeah, I think moving forward, thinking about life, AI. Balls to the wall, AI. The new iPhone Pro is a beast for AI. And if you want to become a real beast, you want to merge with the machine, I think it's good. Yo, what's up, street talks, street cuts, street vlogs, ASMR talks, Eric Kim talks. So iPhone Pro as a new lethal weapon, kind of interesting thought. So generally the idea I have is, I've been with my janky ass iPhone SE for so long, and then just picked up the iPhone Pro in desert matte 10 titanium bronze, right? I think it's gangsta. And facts, feels good to have the newest iPhone Pro. It's like my penis is bigger than yours. Nah, just kidding. Actually, the one funny thought I actually did have about the new iPhone Pro Desert Titanium is, right? I mean, like, it's smart because, like, you just get black like one of these other peons, right? No one's gonna know you have that new, right? And, yeah, like, doesn't everyone want to be special? Good progress on Apple's new 877 Washington's expanded Apple TV, TV Plus. Apple, if you want some ideas, just email me, eric@erickim.com. I got some ideas. All right, anyways. So, yeah, everyone wants that new, right? And, like, okay, so I bought the what, medium storage, what, 512 gigabytes or something. It's like $1,200. I mean, it's like still a lot of money, right? I mean, put that into Bitcoin at 55% APY. What's up, Lexi?
What's up, man?
Just gonna vlog real quick and now I'll chat with you. You get a haircut?
Last weekend.
All look good, man. Clean shape. So,
come on, Apple. What are you doing? This is, come on, what is that? It's like, look at this pixelation. So bad, right?
Essentially, Eric Kim is the new Steve Jobs in the flesh. So, I'd be doing you a favor, right? So, once again, guys, Apple bad PR, image hosted by wallpapershome.com. I'm not even making this up. Look at that.
And also, you got this busted. So ideally, you should just be marketing the new iPhone Pros, right? Like, come on, you haven't fixed it in like years, right?
Anyways, maybe I'm the only one who cares. Some 100M thoughts. It's like, how did Eric Kim become so rich? Good morning. And some thoughts. So, anyways, lethal weapons. So,
currently, there's lots of bad guys in society running red lights and stuff like that. And my thought is, with the iPhone Pros, right? I should become a little bit more critical, a little bit more ruthless, right? And if somebody finna try to run me over, I got the 10X, 100X, 50X telephoto lens to get your license plate on cameras to show you's a real racist. Shout out to my friend Ray Raymond, okay? I've actually been seeing this. He told me, right? Do you ever see somebody with like a blue phoenix bird logo? It's actually like a signal that they're racist. It's like the flag for the most racist town in America. This is one dude in Colville. I'm gonna do it, right? Even one Nassim Taleb says, right, is if you see fraud and don't call fraud, you're a fraud. So maybe I'm just gonna be experimenting with some more unorthodox ethics. This is also why you should not be creating things in the flesh, because this place, Ada, right? Oh, they might have taken it down. Okay. It used to say Ada. Yeah, it's good that we changed it. What is this?
Overstate.org. Okay. Anyways, Steph Hendricks. So Steph Hendricks. Okay. But anyways, so the reason why the new iPhone Pro could be considered a weapon, right? It's like a self-defense weapon, whatever, right? So everyone's got a loser conceal and carry, and for the most part, guys, come on. If you have a gun, conceal and carry means you have a small peepee. The bigger your gun, the smaller your peepee. People's like, yeah, but I'm like, Eric, how big is your peepee? And I say it's 2 inches long. .. From the ground. Ooh. Smoked, right? And I just finished watching Thank You for Smoking, the film satire thing by it's actually produced by Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, and Max Levinson, the OG PayPal Mafia. And first of all, it's effing hilarious. And I think the world needs a little bit more satire, a little bit more humor. Oh, shout out to my friend Idris with the platform. He's got the new Spatial Labs. Apparently, I think it's funded by Marcy Projects, the Jay-Z's backup. I haven't spotted Jay-Z yet, but incoming! So anyways, continuing the thoughts. So my general thought is, Apple, come on, just wake up now. There's the NPR One, right? So the first thought is iPhone Pros, right? It's not a cinema device. Ain't nobody finna shoot a cinema with it, right? It's the best vlogging device. So Air Kim pro tip, all you gotta do is just hold your iPhone in your left hand, the ultra wide mode, the 0.5 mode, and just point it to you. And after you're vlogging, you could actually change the audio with the 4 quality mic studio setup. Oh yeah, Spatial Labs. Shout out to Idris. Peter Thiel backed. Looks pretty cool with this guy. Yo, this could be like some video street photography. Moonwalking chingus. All right, place is super cool. Check it out. Powered by Circle. Be here now. Wake up now. And actually, Idris, you might be the new Steve Jobs. Just go to their website, spatial-labs.com. I think there's a headshot of Idris as looking like Steve Jobs, the famous Walter Isaacson picture. Anyways, so yeah, currently testing the new iPhone Pros. What I really love about it is, the ultra-wide camera is the quality is way better. That alone makes it worth it. And just kind of like the funnest vlogging device out there. And truth be told, the quality is probably not too different from the, what is this? Ooh, kind of like this. It's like a street photography fashion. I'm like, bro, the LA's the future. I'm like, I'm so LA, right? Also, the thank you for smoking film. It's so funny because, whatchamacallit? When they're just characterizing people from LA, right? The assistant and the dude who's really into Japanese shit. It was so funny. And actually, the truth is when you do meet real people in the industry, producers, everyone is super effing weird. And that's what makes it so hilarious and hyper. But I think the generalized thought I have is, if somebody is, even Nassim Taleb told a story about this, which is pretty interesting, where he's on the subway looking for directions and some asshole is yelling at him, trying to get in the way. And then Nassim Taleb takes out his iPhone and starts recording him and be like, this is the guy who berates poor lost tourists, right? And anybody who's trying to punk a lost tourist, I'm like, come on, quit being such a undermensch, such a untermensch, underman. And also poor Il Buco Vita already went out of business. Super, super sad. Maybe I'll create my next venture here. I have this venture for this, I don't know, if you want to collab, you're in LA, just email me, eric@erickim.com. I have this vision for a co-working space meets gym, meets childcare center, meets creative studio hub, meets a Bitcoin cafe. I mean, sounds like a bad idea, but typically anything that's a bad idea within a long enough time, timeline becomes a good idea. Shout out to my friend being in Singapore who actually got me into the Bitcoins. Especially if you're worth 100M, then it's just like, I ain't finna do nothing with my time that I don't find personally meaningful. I think moving forward in life. okay, so this is another, man, this camera is so good for vlogging, right? Look, all these losers stuck in traffic. This is why you do not want to be driving in LA. You do not want to be one of these guys. And actually, I think I found the secret to happiness in LA is yeah, just don't be stuck in traffic. Don't drive more than 5 minutes a day. And honestly, it's only the privilege of people, you know, who walk, who pay $3,200 a month in rent for a very, very desirable apartment in a good location. Hey, look at all these people stuck in traffic. It's like Seneca's first word in English was probably traffic. Even my my friend Kelly, her husband, you know, good Catholic boy, his first words that he learned in Vietnamese were the traffic in Vietnamese, right? So it doesn't matter if you're in the lamb, you're stuck in traffic, not fun. And this is where I still find that, thinking cyber digital is useful because, you know, you got cyber traffic, digital traffic, and it's hilarious because everyone wants more traffic to their website, but nobody wants more traffic on the 405. And apparently, the funny thing too is that they paid $1 billion to add another lane to the 405 traffic, right? And then, what actually happened is it increased traffic because now everyone's like, cool, there's another lane. So more people jump on their freeway. And as a consequence, there's actually more traffic, which is hilarious. And one of my favorite buildings in LA, the Rapper building over there, rapper.la. I think the reason why the iPhone Pro is so good is, okay, so Apple, come on guys, it's like, yeah, just don't worry, Eric Kim will just do all your marketing for you, okay? Just title iPhone Pro, a beast for AI. Easy, done. Not hello Apple Intelligence. Ain't nobody know, who knows, what is Apple Intelligence? I have no idea, you don't know, your marketing director don't know, right? Like, just put a bunch of people in a room, right? And be like, what's the difference between Apple AI, Apple Intelligence, and Siri? Right? Just call Apple Intelligence Siri on crack or Siri on steroids, right? It's like we gotta, man, the reason why I love the Thank You for Smoking film that came out, it's almost 20 years ago, I think. Just like, man, back then the humor was way funnier. Like, I'm finna be PC no more. Being PC is for losers. And now the woke culture is essentially the PC culture Mark II. Yeah. So yeah, I think moving forward, thinking about life, you know, AI. Balls to the wall AI. The new iPhone Pro is a beast for AI. And if you want to become a real beast, you want to merge with the machine, I think it's good. Yo, what up, street talks, street gods, street vlogs? Eric Kim in the house. All right, rocking the new iPhone Pro Titan. Real men have Titan map. Black bronze, no, not matte black, matte bronze, and definitely start shorting Rivian cars. Nobody wants it anymore. Actually, the funny thing is, I've actually discovered the biggest upside. Good morning. The biggest upside of just not buying nothing because everything's gonna get outdated, right? So 877 Washington, they're building a new Apple Plus headquarters. Good progress is here. This is the oat. Curious, looks like that inside. So. Dun, dun, dun. 5X. Just like Kanye, right? It's like, I can't even pronounce nothing. Pass that verse, AC. Oh, good progress. Got a big ass wall here and 877 Washington. Apparently Kim K's pulled through and she's driving a Bentley or a Rolls, I forget what. All right. Anyways, shout out to my friend Alexi. So, playing with the iPhone Pro this morning, right? And, yeah, it's actually really good. I'm actually pretty surprised and, shocked about it. It's, I actually did the, how do I disable this thing? I'm like, trying to figure out, like, the hand thing. How do you disable it? It's effing, okay, whatever, F it, let's go. Yeah, I'm just like, really, think the new iPhone. Okay, so check out this new art, right? Yo, what's the deal with this? Like, so lame. Yeah, my general thought is, not that the new iPhone Pro, Titan Desert Matte Black. Hey, love your hair. Thank you. That little thing here, so gangsta. Gangsta, gangsta. Oh, and the problem, look, they haven't fixed this. Yo, check this. Image. Hosted by wallpapershome.com. Looks like somebody at the Apple 8777 Washington's needs to get reprimanded. Look, they've lost that thing forever. I walk by this every single day. Yeah. Shout out to my friend Dan the Man. All my security guard friends. They're also nice to send. So the reason why I feel like this is so critical is that I feel like when I'm walking around and just vlogging and stuff like that. What's up, Chief? What's up, Frank? Yeah, I'll call you sometime. I'm a little busy today. Let's do it, dude. Yeah. Actually, the cool thing with the new iPhone Pro, right, and the ultra-wide cameras is, the image quality is fantastic. Like, I think, shout out to the Apple Photos team. I think you guys did a really good job. It seems like, for me, actually, ironically enough, the number one best use case for the new iPhone Pro is actually not photography. I mean, if you want to focus on your artistic still photos, you're better off getting like a Lumix S9 with a Pancake 26mm f8. Just ordered one, gonna test it out soon. Or a new Ricoh GR3, 3X, HDF, whatever you get your hands on. Or even the new Fujifilm X100VI. I think the big issue though is the whole supply chain issue here. Oh yeah. Metro E line, oh yeah. Yeah, Sen loves the Metro E line, haha. Yeah! Sometimes I feel like my life is a Batman movie. My life is a Batman movie. And actually, surprisingly, one thing that I've been really enjoying vlogging on the iPhone is, the new, 5X, 10X, 30X lenses are actually very good. So look at this. This is a 0.5, 1, 2, 5. And also, suggestion for HBO HBO Max, right? It's not the city will be his. It should be say, the city is mine, sucker. This city belongs to me, right? Allow yourself to get big, loud, and ratchet. But anyways, yeah, you can use this USB-C with your USB-C SD card reader. It's really, really fast. It works good. And I think Apple's kind of in a difficult situation right now because, you know, they're always trying to, you know, improve things. But then the problem is the ecosystem becomes so disjunct. Like, for example, I have an iPad Pro, the M1 chip, and USB-C as well. But like, upgrade to the new iOS and like it's still pretty buggy. I mean, like, I wanted to update, like, I updated knowing that it would be buggy because, like, you know, we still future, right? We always want to be cutting edge. And as a consequence, when you're kind of testing things, right, always at the cutting edge, it's I think it's important because Like, especially if you're an investor, you're in the markets, you own Apple stock or you sell it or whatevs, right? It's pretty critical because, like, and also my suggestion too, right? I don't know, like, I'm a little bit tipsy-turvy about Apple now because I was like buying some Apple stock and I just sold it this morning because I'm like, I don't know, just like, okay, so for example, going to the Century City Apple store, right? There's like 20, 30 people waiting to buy a new iPhone, right? And they're like ready cash in hand. And then they have like wait for like an hour. And it's like, everyone looks so unhappy. Even the employees, everyone looks so unhappy. It's like the only happy people is me, Seneca. It's like, who's the only people who's happy? Probably us fellow Bitcoiners. Shout out to Michael Saylor. Us triple maxi, us 10x maxi, us Spartan godlike demigod maxi tog blog Bitcoin togs, right? Real street photographers own Bitcoin, not loser Lamborghini. He's three-dimensional loser. Shout out to Charlie Kirks. And yeah, so my actually biggest suggestion is the greatest upside of the iPhone Pros is as a vlogging device. I mean, the new 4 studio quality mic array thingy, it looks like it actually works pretty good. I just do it standard because I don't like to fudge with the settings. And you can just experiment. And I'm just doing this in 0.5 mode, the back camera, just holding with my left and I'm walking. And with my 60-pound weight vests, so I'm cups. Like, people's like, so they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, what do you think I do? And they're like, I don't know, like, undercover cop, SWAT. He's like, are you CIA? And I'm like, this is the way you joke with people, right? You'd be like, no. I'm a tech worker. I work for Apple. And then people are like, I knew it. You a cop. So joking around. And also the reason why you should buy Bitcoin, not all these other loser tokens. This includes Ethereum. Actually, the interesting with Ethereum is, I mean, I think they're doing a good job. Brand new. Ooh, look, check out that new. Oh, yeah. 2 seats in a 911. No limit on the black card. Hey. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Shout out to my friend Don Dillon, his GT3, Porsche GT3 was screaming at 7,000 RPMs. Pretty gangsta. Yeah, and actually, yeah, anyways, whatevs. So, actually, my first interesting thought is everything comes down to money, right? Money leverage. And I suppose the interesting thought to me is, how can you leverage your money in intelligent or disintelligent ways? And you know, let's say the sticker price for the iPhone Pros after tax, assuming you're getting the minimum one, it's like around $1,200, right? Still a lot of money. You put that into Bitcoin, 30 years from now that'll be worth 500 G's, assuming 55% APR, APY. And but then, like, okay, so also another big issue is a lot of people, what they try to do is they try to like legitimize themselves by having a big ass camera, big ass lenses, big ass handles. And whenever I see these like Apple commercials, it's always so bad because it's like, okay, Apple officially, it's like, why using a gimbal on an iPhone? Just handheld it. Like, that's how you should be doing it, right? And who are they even trying to target? It's like, your mom's not gonna use her iPhone Pro to shoot, you know, 4K Dolby HDP. I'm like, come on, like, let's be real, right? So I think it should be more like ragtag. Like, LumaFusion on the iPhone Pro is insanely good. The Apple Photos app, and the fact that everything doesn't require kind of like transferring. And actually, honestly, looking at my iPhone Pro video footage and like even looking at the GoPro mini footage, honestly, it looks about the same, truth be told. But the biggest benefit is you don't have to transfer the files, which is always makes things a little bit slower, right? And also, I just kind of like it that you know, you could shoot this, you could add the audio, right? And my suggestion to Apple, right, if you listen to this, just create a vlog mode, right? Not like a stupid cinematic, like just make it available in the bottom right corner, bottom left corner, right? This would be huge, right? Because like everyone's trying to be a YouTuber or a vlogger or now a TikToker when they grow up, right? And if you just made a simple vlog mode where it automatically focuses on you, it does the noise cancellation and voice isolation thing, whatever, right? I'm like, why is there not dedicated vlog mode, not a cinema mode? I never use the cinema mode. I don't know anybody in their right mind would even think about doing that, right? And so as a consequence, like time lapse, slow mo. Like nobody uses that. Like, come on, Apple, just bury that. Like, these kind of gimmicks, I think, might have fooled like your mom's sister once upon a time, but I think moving forward, it's kind of not the way forward. So I think, some other thoughts. It seems, so Apple, I'll figure this out, right? It looks like ever since I updated my iPad Pro to the next iOS, for some reason, like I can't do the voice dictation without being connected to Wi-Fi or tethering off my phone. And so, but before I used to be able to, but anyways, it looks like the best use case of the new iPhone Pro is essentially it's the ultimate ChatGPT device. O1 is around the corner. I'm sure we're going to be shooting out videos soon too. The whole Apple intelligence thing, it kind of makes no sense to me. It's like suggestions to, Apple marketing team, you need some suggestions, just email me eric@erickim.com. Holla at your boy. But essentially, we should just call Apple intelligence, just call it Siri on steroids or Siri on crack. Watch the Thank You for Smoking movie. Very interesting. Actually, it was produced by Peter Thiel, Max Levinson, and Elon Musk, the original PayPal mafias, right? It's like probably the most funniest satire of all time. I love it. Highly recommend to everybody. I'm still thinking about it and having dreams about it. it's so funny. I think the world needs a little bit more satire and humor. So also, I think the reason why like all these things are so critical is it's like, come on, we live in LA, it's like, why is everyone being so like shy and antisocial and whatevs, right? It's like, be a real life personality. So ultimately I would say that the best way to conquer your fears is investing, buying Bitcoin, whatevs, right? MicroStrategy stock if you use in the traditional market, or buy some Nvidia. I think actually, truth be told, right now the only two stocks worth buying are either MicroStrategy or Nvidia, nothing else, because you know, MicroStrategy, Bitcoin, future of money, everyone needs and loves money. Nvidia, because like I think we should understand Nvidia as a proxy to ChatGPT AI, right? Unless until OpenAI becomes public, then we should buy that. Because I still think that the issue with Apple, right, is that as long as you're still stuck in the physical realm, even Tesla, right, it's like, it's hard. Like, physics is insanely hard. Building cars, very hard. Building Cybertrucks, very hard. Like, think about the issue, right, is that, like, you got, like, what? Let's say you got, like, I don't know, 5-10 million Cybertruck pre-orders just chilling, right? And then like, even if you threw $1 trillion at them, 10 trillion, 100, even if you threw $900 trillion at them, they wouldn't actually have enough manpower or physics power to actually produce that many Cybertrucks, right? Like, even if you took all the people in the Midwest, all the people in China, and just started building more and more factories, just only Cybertruck factories, I don't think you could actually shoot them out long enough. I mean, steel, stainless steel, it's very difficult. And even Apple supply chain management, it's really hard because, like, you know, you need the Foxconn employees to be building the stuff. You need them to be like, you know, like paying them enough so you're not, you know, doing some, no, like, human rights violations. And at the same time, you need to be, you know, producing them and selling them, marketing. Like, it's so disjunct. And now, like, Apple TV, Apple TV Plus, they're trying to get into the media business. I think it's a super smart idea, like a tie into the film business, whatevs, because then, you know, it's the ultimate product placement. Just think about the Thank You for Smoking. The Sector Sixes is a good idea. Look, it's all Apple. No, Apple. Amazon. What's up, Noah? Hey, we'll chat more later. I got head back. So yeah, it's Sector Sixes. Just like Catherine Zeta-Jones and what, Tom Cruise in space doing their thing and puffing on cigarettes. I was like, how do you guys smoke cigarettes in space? It's like, no, the way you fix this is they invented that thing that it is, right? And yeah, I'm just gonna think of myself like a Hollywood producer or Culver City producer. It's like, that's when you know you got the real balls, right? Yeah, I'm like really loving this ultra-wide camera. It's like the ultimate vlogging tool. And you could ship it super fast. Just ship it. That's Steve Jobs' quote, right? So yeah, just assume that you could lose it all. I mean, just follow your gut. And honestly, at this point, it's not about really making money or whatevs. It's more like following your gut, what you believe in, what excites you, and just be led by curiosity, fun, enthusiasm, and play.